Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Financial Fortune Teller podcast. Today, I'm joined by Samantha Wilson, aka Sam. What are we going with today? Are we going with Sam or Samantha?
Sam, please.
Sam, yeah, brilliant. Definitely. Sam's one of our protection specialists here at Fortune Financial in Hitchin. And today, we're coming on the podcast, or you, I shall say, to discuss the importance of will writing.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for joining us, first and foremost. Before we get onto wills, we always start the podcast with a little bit of merchandise from one of our providers or lenders. And this week, we've got Penwatch, which is Zurich. What's your thoughts on Zurich?
Yep, great provider.
Have you got a little USP for them that you'd like to throw out? I put you under pressure here, haven't I?
Great little add-on called Accelerate with some global treatment.
Okay, fantastic. So Zurich offer life insurance, critical illness cover, income protection. To be fair, very good. Also good in the business protection space as well. But yeah, Penwatch this week is Zurich. So let's get on to it. Thank you for joining us. And, you know, we've been arranging wills now, especially since the pandemic or post-pandemic, shall we say. And it's been a huge success in Hitchin, the surrounding area. And we've even gone as far afield as, you know, my hometown up in the northwest of England. So we do offer wills nationwide as well. But can we just start by introducing Sam? Tell us a little bit about you, what you do day to day, and how you help clients with regards to your products and your services, and of course, your advice.
Yes, certainly. Thanks for having me on the podcast today. I'm a protection specialist here at Fortune Financial, helping families and individuals secure their financial futures by means of life insurance, income protection, critical illness cover.
Let me stop you there. What's your favorite product out of the three? Because these podcasts, we talk a lot about the three products. If you had to say that you've got a passion for one of them, which one would it be?
For me, it would definitely be the income protection.
Okay.
Income protection is definitely the one I'm the most passionate about. Because I just feel that if you were signed off work, it's a lot of pressure not to be able to meet your commitments every month. And if you've got that security in place, it will A, make you feel better, help you get better, and also just relieve a lot of pressure and tension in your life if you've got it. So
it led us on nicely, that, and I knew you would say it, because the first Financial Fortune Teller podcast, it was actually yourself, Sam, and also Morgan, one of our other protection advisors. An amazing start to the podcast, if I'm honest with you, and thank you for bringing that input there. But anyone looking to find out a little bit more in depth about income protection itself, you know, go onto YouTube or work back on our podcast through, you know, the likes of Amazon or Spotify, and you'll be able to see specific podcasts around income protection. But today we're going to get onto wills, aren't we?
Yeah, wills are a very important part of our business.
Yeah. So and why is that then? Why is it an important part of our business rather than important of arranging a will?
I think because we help families and individuals with all their protection needs, be it the income protection, life insurance, mortgage insurance, whatever it is. You also need to make sure that those assets, especially the life insurance and things like that, are all distributed correctly to the people you want them to go to. And if we're offering a package of protecting people and helping them, I think a will fits in there really nicely. And then we're giving you the full package with everything in one place. Because a lot of people are always like, where are my documents? I don't know where this is. I don't know where that is. But we put it all together in a nice little package suitcase for everybody.
Love it.
And it gives you that security that you know that if anything should happen to you, that everything will be sorted out nicely.
So it's solid peace of mind.
Yeah.
It's leaving no stone unturned.
Correct.
And as we've mentioned, we cover the different aspects and needs for clients.
Yeah.
But then we don't just kind of let it go on its way and that piece of paper goes in the drawer as a policy document. No. We make sure something will come on to. Life insurance is written into a trust.
Yeah.
But also, essentially what we're saying is we'll put a real bad wire fence around your assets by means of a will, so that God forbid the worst does happen,
exactly,
you know your wishes are carried out.
100%. And it also relieves a lot of stress for the people who are left behind as well.
Absolutely.
To know that everything is in order and all your affairs are in order.
That's a great point.
Yeah. It's not a nice subject to talk about, but it's something that needs to be sorted out because you can leave a very stressful situation behind if you don't have things
Of course. So you want to be organized.
You want to be organized. If you're going to be protecting yourself and your finances and things like that, you also want to make sure all your assets are protected too.
Yeah. And you, like we say, your wish is being carried out, especially from an asset point of view, that mm-hmm. distribution, even your life insurance, making yeah. sure it goes to the right people rather than people outside of your circle, which you might think might not happen, but certainly can happen.
100%. So if, well, as part of our will writing process is to make sure the life insurance is written into trust. So
do we charge for that, by the way?
No, that's complimentary as well as the will.
Okay, so why, you know, people will ask the question, so let's get straight to that at the beginning of the podcast, is that, you know, we've offered a complimentary will writing service mm-hmm. since probably about 2020.
Yeah.
The reason I would say we offer it is because we like to give back as a business. You know, I'm the director at Fortune Financial in Hitchin. Fortune Financial cover the cost of the wills. They're not free. They're complimentary for clients, but they're free to yourself and no cost to you. Now, we do that, of course, because we want to connect with new families, new individuals, and show them what we're about. 100%. Put our character across, put our professionalism across, and let them know what we do day to day. I suppose living in hope that you'll probably also want to use us for other services, whether that's protection products, mortgage services, maybe health insurance, and other offerings that we offer day to day.
Yeah, and also the business protection, all kinds of different products that we offer. So it's a nice way of giving back.
I love that, yeah. Mm. So from your perspective, you know, giving back, that's one big part of it.
Yeah.
But how have you found that that's been taken from clients? When you sit there with a client, is there a doubt to whether there's a catch to a complimentary service?
I mean, I'll obviously always introduce it as a complimentary will writing service in the hope of getting to know local families and individuals. And it also makes them feel at ease that they've come to me for protection products and now I'm offering them a will service complimentary as well to just tie up everything nicely, like you say. So it offers a really good full product service from us.
Yeah.
And then on the back of that, obviously, they're going to tell their family and their friends a referral, and then, you know, it introduces more people to me.
Yeah.
And obviously, the more people we get to know, the more people we can help, and it's just a win-win situation, basically.
Yeah. And it kind of tells a story, doesn't it? Our success is based upon referral, recommendation, and the fact we do work that way day to day. Really, it does solidify the fact that we are doing a good job for people people are happy with the service and they're willing to refer us and introduce us to their friends and family as well.
Absolutely. And the feedback we've had on our complimentary will writing service has been 5-star all the way.
Fantastic. So let's get on to that.
Yeah.
Writing a will, is it complex?
Short answer. It doesn't need to be.
Okay.
It really doesn't need to be complex. I know everybody thinks stuck in the olden days. You have to sit down for 3 or 4 hours with a lawyer and, you know, handwrite it all out and things like that.
Yeah.
In this day and age, it's all done through a digital portal.
Okay, nice.
That's what we use, is the digital portal system. So we have a preparation form that the clients fill out. I fill out most of it for them in the digital portal, then we have a nice meeting, go through everything, executors, trustees, guardians, distribution, assets, things like that. And then once that's done and client's happy, I hand the account over to the client. They can go through it with family, friends, whoever they need to. Yeah. When they're happy, they hit that button, it goes through to the solicitors, our solicitors, and they get their solicitor drafted will sent out to them in the post.
Fantastic.
And then they always have access to that digital account.
It's getting with the times, isn't it?
100%.
I think that's what you're saying there, is
100%.
That it's 2025. Nobody wants to have endless amounts of paperwork that can be, you know, full of legislation, you know, legal documents that can be confusing, overwhelming. They want a simplified process that ensures that the legalities are kind of tied up, as you mentioned, by a solicitor. And, you know, you can go out there and arrange a will through, you know, one of the local branches in town, and it might cost you £10 for a will, a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether people want to do it essentially on the cheap in that sense, or they want to do it as a solicitor approved will, you know, will it do the job? Potentially it will, either way. But I'm a big fan of ensuring that you've had it approved by a legal firm, so that again, you've got kind of guarantees that you know what you're looking to action.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute peace of mind is a great way of putting it. And you know you've done it, I suppose, through a professional that can kind of hold your hand and guide you through the process.
Correct. And also our solicitors, if it does get to a complex situation, are there to help and advise.
Brilliant. So they're highlighting sometimes where it can go off in a different direction.
Exactly.
Rather than presuming it's been written correctly,
mm-hmm.
they will say, actually, because you're looking to do this.
They will always contact you once they've gone through everything that you've sent through.
That's really good.
Yeah, they would always contact you if they felt that you needed a bit more support in certain areas.
So I'm going to rewind now because we skimmed through the what arranging a will is.
Yeah.
But essentially, the main part of arranging a will, I believe, is to appoint roles within the will.
Correct. That is the most important part.
Okay.
Especially if you have children.
Okay. So we're going to come on to why on that in a second. Now, I'm going to start with the executor.
Yeah.
So the executor within a will, can you just explain what they are there to do? And is it important to have an executor appointed, or maybe should somebody put in a backup executor as well?
No, definitely. So an executor is basically the person you entrust to administer your estate. Your first executor could potentially be your partner. It could be a really trusted friend. It could be a family member. But then again, if anything should happen to that person, you would definitely need somebody else to then step in, just as trustworthy as the first executor. It's a big role.
It's an honourable role to be picked for, isn't it?
It is an honourable role for somebody to entrust you with their entire life savings, assets, everything they've accumulated. They are trusting you to make sure that that is distributed as per your wishes.
Well, I've got a personal opinion on this. So when you look to appoint the right people within your will, I believe they should be a parent. Now, the reason for that, and that's questionable, that is my opinion. The reason for that is I just remember how I grew up when my daughter was born.
Mm.
You start to realize, what's important in life.
Yeah.
You start to take things a little bit more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So I do believe that someone who's been through that life experience of having children and being a parent themselves would be a great person to pick as an executor or guardian, as we're going to come on to as well within the will. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that. But you've also got to think that hopefully you would outlive your parents. So therefore, you would definitely need a backup plan if your parents weren't going to be around.
Yeah. So if I was saying, you're talking about your actual parents, I was referring to someone who is a parent. So, it could be your best friend, your brother, your sister.
Yes.
If they've had children, I feel their mindset will be slightly more enhanced, shall we say, to take it seriously.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, great. Also, another one is that I do believe they've got to be within a good financial mindset. So, good with money.
Mm.
The reason for that is that, they're going to look after and manage and distribute your assets.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to make sure they're doing the right with their own while they're here at the moment.
Yeah.
So if you've got someone who probably struggles financially because of bad decisions, really do you want to appoint that person? So, what I'm getting to is as we started, is that when you choose who is right for the roles within your will, you should really take a step back. Get yourself a cup of tea, glass of wine, not encouraging drinking, and sit down and think about who you'd want to carry out that role or be there as a backup for you.
Be that you can also have professional executors as well. There's always that option through our service as well.
If you
have nobody within your inner circle or family that you feel
that's good to know,
in trust.
Because some people will really struggle, I believe, to find the right people.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about trust, but we also talked about some people don't have people around them that can help.
But we do, through our portal, offer that service as well.
Brilliant. So we're talking professionals, maybe a solicitor.
The solicitors will take over, yeah.
Okay.
And they're quite happy to step in as professional executors.
That's really good to know.
Yeah.
So the executor, in summary, it manages and distributes your estate and takes control of you no longer being here and ensures that your wishes are carried out.
Correct.
There's your summary.
Yeah.
Hopefully I got that right. I was listening.
Yes.
So let's come on to a guardian.
Mm.
I believe it's the most important reason to write a will for any parents.
Yes, I agree with that statement. Absolutely.
Can you tell me what a guardian is for people listening that are thinking, well, go on, tell me.
So a guardian is somebody who will step in and take care of your children in the event of you not being around to do so yourself. Wow.
A huge responsibility.
That's a massive responsibility and also a huge honor.
Yeah.
I mean, that is your most precious person that you're ensuring, trusting to somebody else to look after.
Yeah. What I would say with that is that I believe many people out there have a mindset that God forbid something was to happen to them, especially while they have dependents. They will believe that it's fine. My mum would jump in, she'd take the children. Or my sister would do that. I've already had a conversation with her. Without writing a will and actually writing it down to simplify and summarize it once again, that's not the case, is it?
No, it's not the case. If it is not specified and written down, unfortunately, your children will be handed over to the state and they will make a decision of who will look after your children.
No, I wouldn't want that.
No,
and
definitely
I'm sure
not.
Us. No parent listening today would want that.
No. No, and I think, like you say, a lot of people just automatically assume because there is family that they will just step in and take over the role. Doesn't work like that at all. You need that legal document stating, if anything should happen to me, these are the people I trust to look after my children or my child.
So for me, any parent listening today or watching on YouTube, if you don't have a will in place and you've got children dependent upon yourself, or, you know, not yet an adult, write a will. Whether that's through ourselves, whether it's going elsewhere, we encourage you to write a will for that specific reason. You know, being a father myself, got three beautiful children, you know that anything can happen. Tomorrow is never guaranteed.
Correct.
You know, we all live for the moment because we have to, or we should live for the moment. That's my mindset, apologies. And because tomorrow is never guaranteed, you need to put them precautions in place and make sure that your wishes by means of what you would want, by means of the care of your dependency children, is carried out.
Correct.
Okay.
I would really highly encourage anybody and everybody to do that.
So the final role within a will is a trustee.
Yes.
So how does that differ from the executor, the guardian, which are very different, you've just heard? The trustee, what's that doing for the will process and you and your assets and you know, moving forward if once you've appointed a trustee?
So the trustee is the person who manages the funds. For example, they would manage the fees or the bills for the children as per your wishes again, and distribute the money as per your wishes for the children, for education, for, I don't know, a car, whatever is stipulated. That is basically the trustee is administering.
Which makes good sense. Funds. Because if you've got children aged 2, 4, 7, 12, the last thing you want is them to inherit
exactly a big
a huge
sum.
Estate. And you know, can you imagine a 4-year-old sitting there going, oh brilliant, I've got all this money. That's not gonna work.
No.
So what we're saying is the trustee is there to kind of step in and go, well, until you come of a certain age.
Yeah. I'm in charge of basically your lifestyle, maintaining it, your bills, whatever you need.
And that's a really good point because people do forget the fact that as much as that inheritance may be for the children at an age of, what would it be, 18 maybe?
Yeah, 18 or 25 sometimes.
Okay.
So
we'll come on to that actually because that's really interesting. But because of the age, it's like, they might still need money up until that age for, as you've mentioned, you know, a car. Maybe it's just to live and continue the lifestyle you would have wanted, if not more, because you're no longer here.
University fees, anything at all.
Well, they can rack up, can't they? Let's be honest.
Massively.
That's another podcast in itself. Yeah. We'll dodge that one.
Yeah, so it's also a huge role to take on as well. You need to really trust somebody because now you are, you know, giving them your finances.
So
basically,
absolutely. Of course, many parents will leave their estate to their dependents. So if you've got children, as I mentioned, that are, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, you can choose an age for them to actually come into inheritance. Is that correct? The weird terminology.
Yeah.
18 being the starting point.
18, 21, 25. Those are normally the three ages.
So just through previous experience of arranging wills.
Yeah.
There's a big difference, isn't there?
There is.
Between 18, I remember being 18. Would I wanted to inherit? Probably wanted to, absolutely. Yeah. Should I have done? Probably not.
No.
Whilst 25, it seems a long time off. But obviously, we talked about the likes of, you know, universities. Mm-hmm. They might need financial support with that, which that inheritance could have really helped with. So what kind of evidence have you had from customers? How does it differ from one to the next?
It definitely differs from one to the next. I know, just put in my own personal experience, my son is coming up at 18. There is absolutely no way I would want him to inherit everything at 18. But, you know, my trust people will make sure that he is well provided for up until the age of 25, where I feel he would be in a good emotional maturity kind of position to deal with those kinds of responsibilities and assets.
But it is each to their own, then, isn't it?
It is.
That's what we're saying.
It is each to their own, exactly. But, you know, there are situations where people have really, you know, responsible children who are great with finances and, you know, inheriting at 18 would be perfectly suitable for them.
Yeah. So, you know, it's preference. And just like we're talking about with the roles, you need to take time out to consider who's right for the roles, but also consider, you know, when that inheritance would be right to go to your dependents, if that's who you're leaving it to as well.
Yeah.
So just coming on to the back end of the will, I believe there's a section within the portal around gifting.
Yes.
So gifts, what does that entail?
So if you would like to leave a monetary gift to a charity, or if you've got an asset you would like to gift to somebody in particular, that's basically what the gifting section entails.
So when you're saying an asset, we're talking something like a watch, or talking a ring.
Like an heirloom, or antiques, or, you know, painting, anything like that. Doesn't even have to be of great value. It's just to specify, I want this to go to this person, or this amount of money to be donated to this charity.
Brilliant.
Something like that. So it's a really good section to put in if anybody wants to gift something to a family member or a friend.
Yes. I love that. And especially from a charity point of view, you know, if you're leaving a large estate to, let's say, family, so let's say you've not got dependents, so you're not got a partner, and you're leaving it to uncle and auntie and this, that, the other. You know, a charity could be a really helpful decision.
Absolutely, especially if you've dealt with certain charities in your life and they've helped you. It's a great way of giving back.
Yeah, of course, if you've had life experiences around certain charities, then giving back is always the answer, isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay, brilliant. Now, something we don't like to talk about. Your funeral wishes.
Yes.
You know, of course, the will does enable you to add in the funeral wishes. So what are we talking about there?
So your funeral preferences would be, would you like to be cremated? Would you like to be buried? Would you like a celebration of your life? Would you like a religious ceremony? And that's where you can fill in all these things. What music you would like playing, if you would like everybody to just go on a holiday, whatever your preferences are, that is the section that you would fill in there.
I love that.
Yeah.
And again, everyone's preference is different and there's no right or wrong.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we can manually put in your wishes if that's the case. It doesn't have to be a choice of three or four options.
No.
You
can go song and verse on everything you would like your funeral preferences, from the music to the venue to the people to who you don't want or do want.
Yeah.
You can put all your wishes in there.
Brilliant. And then finally, you can actually put about being a donor, can't you?
Yes.
As well.
If you'd like to be an organ donor.
Yeah, so it could be for research and that side of things
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. Again, totally personal preferences.
Yeah.
But you can fill that in on there as well.
Brilliant. So, you know, just finally, you know, we talked about the will process. Hopefully everyone who's listened to the podcast today or watched on YouTube understands now about the roles, what roles will be relevant to you. But of course, if you do want support by means of that journey,
yes, please give me a call.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Drop me an email.
Of course, we'll put your details above or below by means of wherever it's relevant and wherever platform it's currently posted on. The digital process itself, it sounds really clean.
It is.
At the back end of the digital process, of course, I believe a will is only valid if it's signed.
Yes.
And also witnessed. Is that correct?
Yes. And your witness must never be named in your will.
Okay. So with regards to that, once it's approved with the solicitors, the client has two options, don't they?
Yes.
I'm trying to make sure you're thinking what I'm thinking here. So I should probably say a little bit more. So they can print the will themselves.
Mm-hmm. As many copies as they like for signing and witnessing. Or alternatively, they can take up the option for the solicitors to store your will for you at a really nominal fee.
Okay.
Of, I think it's £14 per year.
Pound a month, essentially.
Exactly. And then they store the will for you as well. They print it out and send out the hard copies as well for witnessing and signing. And then also you can go and make changes going forwards free of charge.
So if you store it, you get unlimited changes.
You get unlimited changes.
So if you don't store it and you choose to print it, sign it, have it witnessed, put it in a drawer, and you're quite happy with your will's been written. Mm-hmm. If you want to make an amendment to that will, can they do that?
You can, absolutely. Go back into your will portal because you'll always have access to that account.
Yeah.
You can go in and make a change and then it'll give you the cost for the change.
Okay, brilliant. Fantastic. So, you know, storing it, mm-hmm. £14 a year. Again, we keep talking about personal preference.
Yes.
What's the advantage of storing a will? What do we mean by storing a will? Because people will be thinking, well, what is that?
So basically, our solicitors store the wills for us.
Okay.
And a little bit of funny general knowledge here, they are stored in a bunker in Norfolk.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
you can go to the pub with your friends, tell them you just arranged your will, and they'll all be like, well,
stored in a bunker.
Yeah, and then the initial little thing, well, that's not a great conversation around a pint. And then you'll go, well, actually, it's stored in an underground bunker over here. And they'll be like, well, actually, tell me more.
Exactly. So, yes, it is stored. And then at least you know there is another copy out there. As well as with your executors, your family, there is a backup copy.
So we're saying it's more secure.
It's a lot more secure.
It prevents, I suppose, your will being ripped up and destroyed.
Correct.
Could be damaged.
Yeah.
Water damage.
Mm-hmm.
Fire, God forbid. All guarantees your wishes are carried out.
Correct.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well,
secures it all in place.
It all sounds sensible to me.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if anyone needs any support, I'm sure you, Sam, would love to help.
Absolutely. Any questions, can always comment, message.
Fantastic. And then I would like to sign off by saying thank you.
Thank you.
Always great to have you on the podcast, and hopefully we can get you on again. What we do every week or every podcast, we actually ask our guest,
mm-hmm.
which charity you would like Fortune Financial to make a donation to as a thank you for you coming on.
My charity is the AT Society, which is a wonderful charity that helps children with a very, very rare genetic disorder, and they're doing a great job.
Yeah, fantastic.
And yes, I've helped sort out a lot of wills for their families, and I'd like to give back to them as well.
Absolutely, we'll do that for you.
Thank you.
We'll confirm that for you. Thank you to AT Society for everything you do. Amazing charity. Of course, if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe, comment, follow, like. Same with the other streaming platforms, whether you're listening on Amazon Music, Spotify. Don't forget to ask us some questions, because if you comment below with a question, we'll be getting back to you. And then on the back of that, if you want to arrange an appointment with Sam, she's there to look after you. But thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Forward to seeing you in the next video. Thank you.
Thank you.